All right, guys, we have a year-end financial checklist for you. So I know you're thinking about your goals and you're thinking about this and that and the other. So let's just pause, hold up, wait a minute, get it. Okay, just let's take a minute. Let's go through this checklist with us and see everything that you need to see about what happened last year, what happened in 2023 that you want to take note of and document and think about in order to go ahead and make goals and move into the new year.
When we have your Make Your Budget With Us episodes, we talk about wrapping up that month. This is the same thing, but for the year. We really want you to take a look back, celebrate, maybe cry a little bit, maybe document some stuff. Just look and see what happens so you can be better prepared for the next year. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. You can follow along with us with the checklist, and you can go to myidealbalance.com/year-end checklist, and you can grab this and just use it to help you go along. And this is just helping you be mindful and intentional about your money, about your financial situation. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be a quick exercise that you can go through and just think about in order to get your brain and your money ready for the new year.
Yes. So I know you've heard us say we ask you for 12 days out of the year. This 365, we're asking you for 12. So maybe we're asking you for 13. We're just going to be greedy here. But add an extra day. This is another quote unquote maybe budget meeting that you can have with your significant other, with your accountability partner, whoever, and reflect back on what happened. Make it fun. Bring the snacks. Bring the beer, maybe alcohol, whatever you want to do. And just have fun with it and just reflect on and see all that you accomplished and all the good that happened.
Yeah. So the first thing you want to do is review your budget. Maybe you have had some budgets. Good job. Maybe you can go back and look and see what happened on the budgets. Even if you don't have that, you can go back and look at your bank accounts, your credit card statements. Yeah. Look at your spending habits over the year. See what's been maybe good, maybe what needs improvement. But just look over, say, okay, we have been spending about $500 on restaurants. What do we think about that? Or accidentally Target gets so much of our money every month. What do we want to change that? Or is that what we want to stick with? It's up to you. You're just going to look at it. Look throughout the year. What were your spending habits? Where are the trouble zones? Mm-hmm. Where can we improve?
One of the questions we love to ask our clients is, what are you spending your money on? What do you want to be spending your money on? So this is a great chance to do that. All right. So the second thing you want to look at is assessing your debt.
Yeah.
Check out all of your outstanding debt and see the progress that you've made in 2023.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. So we do this with our clients monthly. We'll go in and update how much their balances on their debt are so that you can, and the tracker or the budget that we have tracks how much they paid off all by itself, which is great. But you can go back and do it manually and see, how much have we paid down debt? Have we paid anything off? Are we close to paying anything off? What progress have we not added to? Have we not added lines of credit to the budget? And just see what have we done? What progress have we made? And then maybe that's with that data is what we can use to make a plan to tackle it in the new year.
Yeah. And maybe an icky thing that happened was you got sucked into those 30% off if you open our store card.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Affirms.
Oh, I'm over those. I had a client, she had 10 of them. And I had another client, I'm pretty sure she had 20 different ones. But those are still debt. So just know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe you got sucked into these deals that are happening when you get 30% off Old Navy if you open up a card with us. And then I know like Land's End and what's another one? Banner Republic, all of them. Everyone has their own deal that they have because their salespeople get kickbacks if they open one. So it's all part of the amazing plan that they have. So if you did get sucked into that, maybe you have to add that to your deadline. It's not great, but we do need to see it and actually know what happened so you can figure out a plan for 2024.
Yeah. And so not only do you want to make a plan to pay off whatever things may have happened in 2023, with what Vanessa said, let's also make a plan on how to avoid these things in the future. I told one client we talked about, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with credit, but it's just about being aware of who you are. She likes to go on those Black Friday sales because she goes with friends and family and they have a good time. And it's just, it's the spirit of the season, but she doesn't want to spend the money and she ends up wasting. It's not, I don't know about you, but when I go on those, if I've ever gone, it's not like I bought exactly what I intended to buy. It's like,
extra stuff.
I'm out of money now and nothing on my list got crossed off. So she knows that. So her plan for next year is to go get a coffee and wait outside and just, and see, because not everybody shops the same speed anyway. So talk to one person while everybody else is going in that store and just be part of the experience without putting yourself. I said, I do not blame you. When I am in a store, when I am in front of somebody, like one of those like Tupperware parties or anything, I'm like, how can you take my money? Please take it. I know that about myself. So therefore, I don't put myself in those situations. And that's what we talked about with her. How can I not put myself in that situation? Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes with these in-store credit cards or the Affirms or whatever. If you don't have the cash, don't be shopping, period. If you don't have the cash, do not be shopping. Then you can be like me, my first year budget, my first Dave Ramsey year. I would go to TJ Maxx literally with a $20 bill because that's all I had. And I said, okay, here we go.
What can I do?
What can we do? What magic can we make happen? And you just get in the habit of doing that. Like, just don't use debt. And don't put yourself in the situation. If I go in that store and I lose money, I don't know how, what happens. Don't put yourself into it for a while. Like, how can you plan for the upcoming year to not do that?
What I loved about what you said about going shopping with friends is, why don't you put yourself on one of your friends' team and go, okay, what do you want? What can I help you get?
Ooh, I'm going to get the deals for you.
That's why I've been so that way you can feel like the fun of buying stuff or whatever. Not you're not buying, but getting it and finding the item that she wanted and being part of it. But you're helping somebody else.
Helping somebody else spend their money. Yes. Good job.
We can do that. I'm really good at that.
All right. So after you've reviewed your budget and your spending and you've assessed your debt, what you did or didn't accomplish with that, let's talk about your savings goals. So you had goals, theoretically, everybody has them, about what you wanted to save money for or what you wanted to do. So let's see. How did you do? Did you hit your goal? Did you exceed it? Did you come in under? Why? Why not?
Yeah. And then after you do that and like a review, what are your new goals? Yeah. What goals do you want to set for the future based on what you accomplished? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's, hey, listen, we really shot far here. We didn't do as well as we thought, or we thought we were going to accomplish way more and things happened or whatever. So what can we set for the new year that are going to be maybe more realistic?
Yeah, because let's be honest. We've talked about this before. Your eyes are bigger than your wallet or whatever. It's probably the backwards way. But you think, oh, surely I'll only spend $5 on that and then I will have $500 to do something else. That's not right. And so you want to just actually see what was possible, what was possible to save every month, and then set your goal based on that, not based on some idea or hope or wish or dream.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Another thing that you want to do is update financial records. So you want to maybe organize important information, financial documents, figure out where all your stuff is at in your house. Do you like it there? Has it been organized all year? Is it serving you well? And then maybe find a new place for all of them.
Yep, absolutely. And this might be a time to look at, not because obviously you're going to be start doing your taxes, but maybe it's a time to figure out where your system for your money goes, because we've talked about you don't keep that bills card in your wallet. Mm-hmm. You don't keep credit cards in your wallet. So where are all those things going? Where are we keeping the cash envelopes? Where are we keeping all of that so that we can be very organized when it comes to our finances and our money? Yeah. And so another thing, we're always telling you to do this, but this is a great time to do it, especially after the holiday season. Check your credit report. You need to do it annually anyway. The end of the year is a great time to do it. And you can just look over it. First of all, you want to make sure it's correct and people haven't been taking credit.
What is on it?
Yeah. And then it also will help you just reflect with your debt tracker or wherever you're tracking your debts to make sure that you're correct or up to date. We have had clients that had debts that they forgot about or that they didn't show up and then they re-showed up or whatever. So it's a good time to just make sure everything's straight.
Yeah. And then, of course, you hear those crazy stories of people having all this stuff on their credit report that they didn't know they had because somebody else was putting it on there. So you don't want that to be you. But if you are more on top of it and you're more aware and you're checking your report, then you know what's going on.
Yep. And you'll know sooner for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So then another thing you could do is, as we always tell you, but this is a great time, it's good to bundle it all together when you're really getting in that financial mindset, is to review your insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, home insurance, all of those you can review, make sure that they're correct and make sure that they're what you want, that you're getting the right rate, that you have the right deductibles, all of that. It's a good time to look at.
Yeah. And has your income increased? So you do need to change your life insurance policy, just things like that. Has your wife's job changed or whatever? Just look at it all as a whole and figure out, does anything need to change?
Yeah. And then another good point is to do the beneficiaries need to change?
Yeah.
Gosh. If you're in the season of having babies, go ahead and make sure.
You hear that story. Yeah, you hear that things like that, husbands and wives get divorced or things happen and then there's somebody else listed on there and God forbid. So yeah, just a really good time to just do a whole bird's eye view, look at all your stuff for sure. Yeah. All right. Another thing is, are you maximizing your retirement contributions? If possible, maybe increase your contributions for your retirement accounts.
Yeah.
Are you hitting the match? We always talk about you want to make sure you're hitting your match at work because it's free money. So take a look at that. And
if you can, so we know everybody's in a different stage, different season, but if you can, go ahead and hit that annual contribution limit. If you haven't and you have that wiggle room in your budget, slide that over there so that you can get the tax benefit for it and just make sure that's paid off. If you haven't hit it, maybe you're $1,000 short or $500 short or more, and if you have it, go ahead and hit your limit and then come back to regularly scheduling budgeting.
Yeah. And then everyone loves year-end charity contributions. Mm. So look and see, what can I do at the end of this year? If you're a business, it's a tax write-off, which is not the reason why we do it, obviously, but it is help on our taxes and your expenses. Mm. But look and see, how can I be extra generous this season?
Yeah.
And make sure you obviously record it for tax deduction.
Yeah. And just understand that, just real quick to go off on a tangent here, tithing is something that you may or may not be doing. Mm-hmm. And that is just what you should be doing if you believe in it. That's what and then giving those end of year, that's extra and above. So think about if there's something you extra and above want to do, this would be a good time to think about it. And you know what? Here's another thing. If it's on your heart and you think about it this year, but you really can't afford it, let's plan for it for next year. Let's plant that seed, that dream, that wish of how you want to be extra generous in your heart so that you can make it happen for next year. But this is the time of year where they're all going to ask you and maybe you'll be able to. Or this might be a great time of year for you to be generous when you're just going having a server, or you see somebody in the grocery line or wherever, that you could just have a moment of generosity. So you can start to think about those and have those moments.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing you may want to do is set a date for financial dreaming.
I know. Yes.
Just recently had a podcast on this. So it's a really good time to just say, hey, listen, what do we want to accomplish? What does the new year look like? How can we dream for the future and plan accordingly?
Yeah. And so you need to have this meeting annually. So Vanessa said 12 days out of the year, this big overall financial meeting with your partner or your accountability partner, your spouse, you're looking at what do we want to do with our money? What did we do with our money? What are our travel plans? What are our savings plans? What are all the things that are going to happen with money? We need to have that now. And we're going to dream, like we're thinking about retirement. We're thinking about what we're going to do next. This is an exciting meeting, but you have to actually have a meeting to talk about it, be serious, and because you can't put a random thought into practice. You can't put a random thought into a budget. That's how you get the budgets, as you come up with those dreams and those goals at this dream date.
And thinking, like Shana said, thinking about it is not the same thing as doing it. Mm-hmm. And also talking about it with your spouse or your accountability partner. Like just if when you say the words, there's something about saying it and it just comes to life. So we just urge you to have this meeting. Make a poster board, make a dream goal board. And we tell people, gosh, put it in your bathroom, put it in your mirror, put it at work, wherever you need to do to keep that vision in front of you. So that way it helps you achieve your goals.
All right. And so the last thing that you can do, and you can really do it as the beginning of that meeting if you want, but what you want to do, and maybe you can make a list right now. Maybe you just get a piece of paper and you write down 5 things or 10 things. You want to acknowledge the financial wins that you had, no matter how small they are. You want to say, you know, what you accomplished, actually write them down. If you're like us, it's very easy to be like, that was obviously, I was supposed to do that next. What am I looking at next? That's not even good enough. I don't have time to reflect and be excited about that. I got to move on to the next thing. No, we're telling you, don't be like that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Write down a list of 5 things that you did well this year. And please allow yourself to see yourself as somebody who's good with money, who's being a good planner, who's being diligent. And that's what you want. That's the energy you want to go into the new year with. So make that list.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is so good. Shane and I actually have similar stories. And one of the times my husband was like, where did all of our money go? We've made the most we've ever made and blah, 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 and all of this. And so I kind of sat down and I said, babe, we were able to put our children in private school. We went to Portugal. We tithed. We did. And I just laid it out financially. And I actually put number, like a dollar amount on each of it. So he saw, and it was really hard for him. Mm-hmm. You can say that, but when you put a dollar amount, it's, oh, okay. So I put a dollar amount and I showed him everything that we did. And he was like, oh. And I told him, I said, your income, you did this. You know, we are just starting a business. And so there's not as much income as he has coming in. But I'm like, you provided this for your family and you should be very proud of what it allowed for us.
Yeah. And I think that this is good for no matter what the situation is financially in your household, is to be able to see the fruit of your labor, you know, and what you did. So like Vanessa said, we had this conversation. My husband is making more money than he ever has. He's got a new job. It's exciting. And he's like, I feel like it's for nothing. What? Like everything looks the same around here. And I said, no, actually, I know exactly where that money went. We went on two trips as a family. We have grass, but it's not cheap, y'all. We got a pool. We have a fence. Like all of these things cost so much money. They took so much money and we paid for them in cash and you should be very proud of that. But this is the thing. It's very easy to forget that. It's very easy to get down on yourself and I just spent all this money. Let's look and see. Oh, and by Vanessa said, and we paid for kids' school in cash. What financial things can I say we accomplished? And those are big things. So maybe it's that you stopped using credit card. Maybe that you paid off one credit card. Maybe it's that you paid for that trip to Disney with cash. What did you do to win? Let's definitely record that. Let's celebrate it. Let's take a moment to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Reflect on what you've learned. And what are your new financial habits? I think that this is so important because we said it in a previous podcast, this is the first time that you care that you went shopping and it hit your gut that you spent $200 more than you thought or you're going to spend because you put some stuff back. I had a lady on a free call and I actually don't even think I told Shana this. I forgot. She heard her podcast. She went, let me back up. She went Black Friday shopping, okay, on Amazon online. She heard our podcast and returned $1,000 worth of merchandise because she said, I actually didn't
want a commission.
Any of it. And I'm like, oh my God. I said, you're winning. Hands down, won all the competition because I thought that was so huge for her.
Yeah, that is incredible. I'm like wondering what we said that triggered that, but that is a big deal. So those habits and even just changing your little habits. Those are big things that are eventually going to pay off to bigger, better things. But just acknowledging them is very key to your success. You have to acknowledge that you did a good job. You were a good girl. You get a gold star. It's very important.
It really is. And so again, guys, stay positive. Okay. Yeah. You've done this good job. You have reviewed your year. You've gone through the checklist to see what went well, what didn't go well, and how are you going to change that for the future. And now we just want you to put it into practice. Put these new goals that you're going to have into play for 2024.
Yeah. And our next podcast, we're definitely going to be coming up with helping you write through what you want to accomplish and how to make that a thing and giving you ideas for goals and then giving you the tactical, like literally action things that you write in your daily planner to do them. That's what we're going to be talking about next. So this was just a moment for you to catch your breath, look at the full picture, the whole 2023,
reflect.
And then we will hope that you go get the checklist and do it. Yeah. It's at myideobalance.com/year-end-checklist. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one handholding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myideobalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.